Welcome to Blue Place Music Radio. This is a show about music and spirit and being human in a rapidly changing world. Join me for a conversation of discovery, exploring the healing energies of music and practical wisdom and teachings from traditional elders. This is a show about connection to our own heart and coming into relationship with the living world. We'll sit back and relax and explore the sky of the heart. The world is music. Birds sing the sun into the sky. Sacred mountains stand forgotten. Grandmother Ocean receives insult upon injury from the human people. Life moves towards balance through infinite exchange. Everything is alive and in relationship. The rocks and wind are speaking. The ancestors and gods are everywhere. Modern life has forgotten how to listen to the song of the world. Some of us are relearning how to hear. Listen with your heart.
Now is the time. Now is the time.
I'm gonna get it.
this music appeared while I was working at Healing Camp in April in the sacred land of the Blue Deer Center. I was sitting in the yurt and, you know, where does music come from? It just showed up. You know, you have the sacred singing of Don Jose, a venerable Huichol shaman, who was recorded at singing at a sacred ritual. And the night sounds around him, singing. You can hear how that is the music of the world. And then there's the sound of the whale. Speaking. The sound of a young child who was dreaming and calling out, sitting by that fire where the Huichol shaman was singing. The whale swimming in the ocean. I'm always struck by this invisible rhythm, that when you sink into listening to the song of the world, the sounds that express that there's a rhythm to it, a pulse of rising and falling. The Huichol say that when a singer sings, a singer meaning a shaman, a medicine person, someone who's made a lifelong relationship with divine to serve his or her people. But when a singer is singing, the gods sing him, that he is being sung by the gods. Just what is meant by that is a very good mystery. What comes up for me is that there's an openness, an opening. Experiencing something other than the mind. The music becomes a sacred doorway, and the arika, blessing into this world. And the music itself becomes an expression of the blessing, moving between the worlds. while I've been working on this piece, I notice the effect that it has on me. I often feel great sadness. It's a sadness that has a joy in it. It's like a knowing of the timeless nature of our beings. And the beauty in our impermanence. And the beauty in how we rise and fall. How we die and how we're reborn. And how it's all held by divine. Recently, a group of people joined together at Stone Mountain in Georgia to honor the sacred spirit of that place, recognizing its importance as a weather mountain, as a place that has a strong regional effect on the relationship between the weather beings and the human people. Now, these people have been gathering there every year for a number of years now, learning how to recreate the ceremonies and the old ways of the Cherokee people, whose ancestral home this place is. Now, these people are mostly white people who go there with great respect and love and embracing a sacred mystery. They're guided by the wisdom of fire, Grandfather Fire being one of the great teachers for human people in learning how to connect with the natural and divine world. This music that you're hearing now is a song that came to me last year after having attended the ceremonies there. It's called Santau. Santau, which is the old name for the place that these people honor. I think something to remember is that we all have an indigenous soul. We may be born European or Asian or African, but somewhere in our cycles of journeys in this world as humans.
Somehow
we've been indigenous, and so we can recognize and remember when it shows up in this life. Beautiful about people gathering together and sharing of their life force, their resources, to honor a mountain as a living being that has awareness, you know, to make relationship with a mountain, to offer it gratitude, to offer it it favors, to make relationship with the beings of the sky and the clouds, the thunder, the lightning, and the wind. To remember some of the beings from whom our life comes, on whom our life depends. Everything is alive and in relationship. Now we're going to listen to a song called The Edge of the Cliff. And this refers to a very special place. And, well, it's recordings that combine field recordings made with the Huichol people and sounds from the Sierras, with other sounds of more recognizable instruments. Although I've combined them in a way to produce an effect that I think is probably, perhaps, could be described as confusing to the mind, so that it short circuits the cognitive relationship to music and allows sounds kind of move together in a way that will have an effect. You hear the sound of someone walking.
on the clay.
The sound of voices in the village that I've treated in a way so that they start to sound like a chorus of a Huichol violinist, Tibetan bowl, The world is music. Once again, see if you can feel that rhythm, that sort of natural breathing in and out quality, as the seemingly abstract sounds just find a way to be in relationship. Close out today's show, I'd like to play a small part, sort of the back end of a 20-minute song that is written to give thanks to another sacred mountain, this one in Mexico. And it's a joyous song of devotion, a chant-like song, but kind of with the feel of soul music.